When the witness was finished, one of the commissioners leaned towards his microphone and asked the man what he thought law enforcement was doing wrong. How come organized crime still flourished, despite all the task forces, the commissions, the police agencies, the money spent to combat it? The witness didn't hesitate. "You people have to start communicating," he told the commission. "Police have to cooperate with each other. It's the only way." "Now that sounds kind of strange coming from the mouth of a criminal," says Rabe, "but he hit it right on the head. Crime doesn't stop at the county or city line. There are no boundaries. So the only real hope of law enforcement on any level is cooperation. Networking. And that's what MIU is all about. By quietly documenting the activities of mobsters in Broward County, MIU has become a clearinghouse of intelligence on organized crime activities for federal, state, and local authorities. Nicky Scarfo was only one of MIU's targets. Other tales from the open territory read like movie scripts. Even so, MIU remains one of Broward's best-kept secrets. It doesn't seek headlines. "It's not a glamour group going out to make arrests," says Fort Lauderdale Police Chief Ron Cochran, a member of MIU's board of directors. "It's always been behind-the-scenes work. The arrests go to other agencies." "We're bricklayers," explains Detective Rabe. "MIU's operatives help build the cases, put the foundations in place, but they usually aren't around when the building is finished." It goes back to the days of Capone and Lansky. For half a century, mobsters have come to South Florida to vacation, to retire, or to stay out of reach of the northern police agencies that watched their every move. "South Florida," says Rabe, "has always been seen by these people as a place where they could be at their leisure, not worry about being watched by that Philly or New York detective who's been on their back for 20 years. And Broward County has always been one of the mob's favorite hideaways. By the end of 1985, law enforcement agencies had identified over 600 members and associates of traditional organized crime mobs as residents, full and part-time, in Broward. They ranged from soldiers to dons. Paul Castellano, head of New York's Gambino organization until his murder in front of a steakhouse in 1985, had a home in Pompano Beach. Gus Alex, an aging, reputed leader of the Chicago mob known as the Outfit, has a Fort Lauderdale address. So did Chicago mob boss Jackie Cerrone, until he was imprisoned recently, and so on.